This is HPR episode 2332 entitled, Installing DDWRT on Asus RTN66U. It is hosted by First Time Post Ironic Sodium, and is about 4 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, describes how to install DDWRT router firmware on an Asus RTN66U router.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, HPR community. I'm Ironic Sodium, and I'll be describing how to install DDWRT, an alternate router firmware, on an ASUS RTN66U router. Before we begin, some notes to consider prior to you trying this yourself. First, is this worked for me? But that's no guarantee that it'll work for you. Also, it's been a couple of weeks, so I'm making this podcast from memory and based on the resources I used. Before beginning, read all the relevant documentation for your router, especially the Peacock thread and the specific page for your router, both of which are linked to in the notes page. Finally, do not use the router database on the DDWRT website to find appropriate firmware for your router. Use the above resources instead. There are a few common procedures that are used multiple times in the steps I'll go over momentarily. First, the recovery mode procedure uses the reset button to put the router into recovery mode. With the router unplugged, press the reset button and then plug the power plug in while continuing to press the reset button for about 10 seconds until the power LED is blinking slowly. Second, the clear NVRAM procedure uses the WPS button to clear the NVRAM, which is where the settings for the router are stored. Similar to the first procedure, with the power unplugged, press the WPS button and then plug the power plug in while continuing to press the WPS button for about 10 seconds. Third, the 30-30-30 reset procedure uses the reset button to do a hard reset. With the router powered on, push and hold the reset button for 30 seconds, then pull the power cord while holding the reset button for another 30 seconds, and then plug the power cord back in while holding the reset button for another 30 seconds. This whole procedure should take about 90 seconds and the reset button should be held for the entire time. Now, onto the steps to install the DDWRT firmware. There are two methods, the WebGUI method and the recovery utility method. However, the WebGUI method did not work for me because the ASUS firmware on the router checks to see if the firmware that's being uploaded is an official version. Since DDWRT isn't an official version, the ASUS firmware doesn't allow it to be installed with this method. On the other hand, the recovery utility method doesn't check whether the new firmware is an official version, so that's the method I was able to use. The show notes list the firmware version I used. Once I downloaded the appropriate version, I configured my computer with the following settings in order to connect to the router. IP is 192.168.1.12. Subnet is 255.255.255.0, and the default gateway is 192.168.1.1. After configuring my computer, I performed a 30-30-30 reset procedure, followed by a clear NVRAM, and then a recovery mode procedure. At this point, the router should be in recovery mode, and when you navigate to 192.168.1.1, you should be brought to the router's recovery mode page. Follow the on-screen instructions to upload and install the DDWRT firmware. It may take up to 10 minutes to reboot. After the router reboots, perform a recovery mode procedure, navigate to 192.168.1.1, and select Reset NVRAM. Next, navigate to http://192.168.1.1/ do.htm ?cmd=nvram+commit. Select reboot and then wait up to 10 minutes for the router to reboot. Finally, perform a 30-30-30 reset and navigate to 192.168.1.1 to be welcomed to your new DDWRT router. Make sure to check out the show notes for written directions and for a few more resources. I hope this helps at least some of you, and thanks for listening. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.